serve each other as husbands and wives, as parents and children. We want this to be a place where anyone can feel like they belong, and they can be challenged, and they can grow. So as we turn our time to this very important time of open discussion, I pray that your Spirit would teach us to speak truthfully but with love, to remember that all that we do here is for building up your body, to helping your church become what it is called to be. So thank you. And I also pray that those of us who are going to be sharing about the summer missions will just have just a great time encouraging us to consider how we might also be part of your mission in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Good to see all of you. So, Wendy, and I turn it over to you and whoever else.
Okay, good morning. My name is Wendy, and I just want to share a little bit about the mission trip that I with the AEF. This is my second year. Been going to American eFriend in Nantou. So I just wanted to share a little bit how, you know, what's the purpose of going? And that's a question that I asked myself last year after I went. Why are you going to this particular camp? So I wanted to find out how many people have been to a mission, short-term mission trip before. Raise your hand. Okay. But how many of you can say that you can watch, you know, you can go back and watch the seeds that you have sowed, you know, grow, actually even bear fruits, and also have seen other, the seed that you have sowed have also bear other seeds? Who can say that? Yes. And then this is one of the trips, the short-term mission trip at AEF, because it does provide a long-term partnership that we have. And one of the reasons I feel is because this is a majority of the church members have some ties with Taiwan. And that's why I think it's able to provide this kind of long-term partnership. And let's see, hang on, I have Chishi, hang on. And also because the ties that we have with Taiwan, so we're able to have supporters and short-term missioners, you know, coming from across this church, so we can build relationship across, you know, life stages, you know, across the ministries. So there's no boundaries. And I know that it's normal for each life stages to be like, you know, oil and water that we don't mix. I mean, if you just look at the people who are sitting right now, pretty much we sit with people in our life stages. But only, you know, only when we we'll only come together with the purpose of serving God to those who are in need, that we can mix. And then, you know, it tastes good. Like, you know, like olive oils with, you know, vinegar, you know, things that taste good, right? And I think it's AEF is also a great way to build life skills, you know, to learn to solve problems and also to help each other. Because I've seen, you know, this year I went there kind of as a team mom, as a supportive role instead of a teacher like I did last year. And I can really see our short-term missioners, not only they have to be able to learn to solve their own problems, because I hear you have a lot of help, a lot of assistance, but you're able to solve problems on your own. And not only that, you help each other. I see them, teachers, you know, that they're helping each other. They're sharing, you know, doing, you know, regrouping, you know, with debriefing people, bringing solutions to the issues that other people are having. So it's just great that to see that they are serving, you know, they are helping each other. And I wanted to know, who hasn't here, you know, I'm not talking about your real age, but your spiritual age. If you are more than, you know, five or 10 years in your spiritual age in this Christian walk, and you are able to go, who here hasn't gone to a mission trip before? Okay. Well, if you're able, physically able, right, to go. I think this is a great, you know, AEF is a great first mission trip, because you have experienced coworkers already in the camp in Taiwan, and they have very experienced, and also it's already a great program. So if you have never been to a mission trip, I think AEF definitely is a great first mission trip. And that doesn't mean that you've been there before, you don't have to go. It's, again, if you've been there before, you can take a different role as a leadership role. And it's always good to go back. You know, if you're kind of like in your college or post-college age, that you've been there, you know, all throughout your high school age or maybe even some of your college, go back and, you know, to lead the team there, to lead your younger brother and sister there. And also you're able to see, you know, the children that you taught years ago are leaders there in the camp. So it's just a great opportunity. And also, It's an opportunity for you to learn, if you have never been to Taiwan before, to learn the culture, you know, to learn the people. And if this will help you a little bit, you know, there is AC in every classroom and also in the dorms. So it's, if that will help you wanted to go a little bit. And finally is that if we wanted to, you know, if you want to experience God and you want to get spiritually fit, you know, being mature, it does not equal spiritual fit. I'm mature, but, you know, when I look at my arms, very flabby. So, you know, you have to get fit. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to serve. And that's just part of it. And, you know, any part of your body, for example, in your spiritual walk, if you want to be fit, you have to do the work. Okay, if it's not about reading, if you don't have Bible knowledge, you read the Bible. If, you know, serving, going on a mission trip, it's not a missionary's job. You know, teaching, you know, being able to help your friend about a Bible verse, it's not a pastor's, just a pastor's job. We all have it, and it just, so if whatever about your body part, it's flabby right now, just, you know, use that opportunity. And so my thing is that if you really want to really experience God's greatness, we have to get out of our comfort zone. Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
So hi, everyone. Thanks, guys. It's been an honor going on missions one more time. I think when I was just recollecting all the, you know, past from 2008 all the way to now, it's been a journey. Whether it's, you know, playing basketball in the rain and, you know, when we're not supposed to using squatty potties and it's super dirty and everyone wants to throw up, to, you know, just watching your kids, you know, grow with you. As Wendy mentioned, the seeds that we really planted in these kids' lives really do transform you. I have really nothing else to say, but we made a documentary video for this year, just in the fact that I really wanted people to see why I value AEF so much. It's more than just a mission trip, honestly. It's something that's really changed my life and my perception of how we, you know, focus on communities. So I hope you guys enjoy. If you have any questions about AEF or whatnot, just feel free to hit me up anytime. All right, thanks.
Thank you. It wasn't really like a lot of time to decide. I kind of just decided one night at my fellowship in college, and so that's kind of like partly why I'm back, just trying to refocus just the camp ideal and what our mission is. Yeah, just try to be more like assertive of what the gospel is, and hopefully like impacting the camp with a more gospel-filled motive to have. Because while I do agree with loving the kids, like I still do believe that most importantly we need to share just the life of Christ to them as well. So yeah. Alright, this is it. Day one of our camp. It's 9:26. And yeah, we've just been going all out. We've been greeting the kids, having our STMers, talk to the kids in class. Right now, it feels like, you know, there's a lot of potential this year. We hope to keep it that way. We're looking for just a lot of unity, a lot of bonding. A lot of classes right now are just working together to make sure the kids are just enjoying themselves. But yeah, we just really pray that God would really use us this week to really make an impact on our lives. Thank you.
And now I'm
constantly on my mind.
Never!
And it's constantly in my face.
No problem. Yo, this is pretty funny though, I have to say. But.
And I.
Never! Good luck in the army! I will! You need to stay healthy and fit! Physically and spiritually fit too, okay?
Good.
Bye, Denver!
Bye, Denver! I love you!
Bye, Denver!
I was going to say that I think we should nominate that for an Emmy. Thank you very much, Taiwan Short-Term Mission, Chris, for putting together the documentary. And if that doesn't motivate you to consider serving next year, I don't know what would. But there are so many other opportunities overseas and here to share the love of Christ. Even with our Sunday school program with children, if you really love children, please consider signing up for children's ministry as well. As we switch over to our to look at the rest of our time together, for some reason I guess it's not automatic, right? Or yeah, okay. Well, thank you. I'd like for us to again reflect on how wonderful it is to serve God. If you haven't had a chance, as Wendy has suggested, please do consider serving in some capacity, because it's really a great opportunity to grow personally. I know that I have when I teach others about the gospel, that's how I learn the most myself. If we can shift gears, it's a 12:04. I'd like to invite